Well, hello, Jason. Good to see you.
Happy Wednesday again. It's been 7 days, but it feels like a much shorter amount of time.
Well, yeah, and I was just telling you, too, that since on Monday I sat through and spent probably twice the amount of time as it takes for us to record it to go through it. But, hey, I had a good time, except for that very first show.
Oh, man, we were rusty, a little shaky. And just for those listening right now, you are on the pre-show for Pints and Pairings with Hophead Said and the Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry. We got a special guest in the Lot of Tone Studios today.
Right. Lisa McKinnon is walking around. She's very graciously taking pictures of us. And at some point, we'll be in the Star. What's the publication date?
Ooh. Sunday the 5th is coming, baby.
All right. So
that's going to be right along with Beer Week coming up. So that's going to be right in line with that.
Starting right at the very beginning of Venture Beer, unless it starts Friday. Is it a 10-day beer week? Generally, they are. They cover the front and the back weekends.
Our beer week is 10 days. I don't know about theirs. We'll have to look it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, so spoiler alert coming up for Sunday, I guess, is that Pints and Pairings will be in the paper.
Yep.
And for everyone who's watching us, they'll have a good, I guess, they'll have the heads up on that. For everyone else who watches this in November, hey, go back to September 15th and take a look at the VC Star.
There'll be a link in the archives somewhere.
Right, we'll have it in there. So
that's usually where we end up anyway, in the archives.
Right, that's where you'll have to go find it. You know, last week was quite the epic beer selection. I mean, we went American.
It was a great reboot as well. We were gone for almost 2 months. I went back and looked at the files I had reposted and when they were released, you know, because you always put your release date, not necessarily the record date. And it would have been almost 2 months since we had a show. I was impressed.
Summer vacation clearly got in the way of my beer drinking.
I'm okay with that. But like I was going to say too, I was impressed that there wasn't more rust. You know, we were talking about being a little shaky in that first episode. Mm-hmm. It could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah, and I was nitpicking everything I did. You know, now I'm stammering just a little bit. But there was so many, I don't know, places where when you ask me a simple question, like what's the difference between a porter and a stout, please.
Like it's been 2 months, dude. But you know,
how is it that I did not know this? That's what I
want to
know.
I just want to go on record, though, and note to everyone listening and anyone who goes back in our archives, the superstars, even the superstars get rust. Did you see that Redskins game? Poor RG3. He looks so shaky and so tentative and timid on his new knee. So, you know, even at that level, even the professional level, Curtis, which I like to consider ourselves at a professional level, but even the
semi-professional,
even the celebrity, very exposed professionals, they get a little rusty every now and then.
Right. Thankfully for us, we don't have to worry about blowing our knee as we're sitting here talking about.
And we do have a little bit of lubrication and what's the word phrase we like to use when it comes to beer? The social lubrication
Social lubrication?
Yeah.
That'll work for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's something we used a couple times in happy hour and I liked it, but of course we were drinking beer then too, so I may have forgotten.
Right. So I want to just for the record, I want to clear everything up about porters and stouts and for all.
Let's go backward.
Okay. So porters, they have all kinds of brown malt in it.
Brown
all
malt.
Right. Okay.
Check.
What makes it a stout is when you put roasted barley in it.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Boom.
I like it.
Okay. So that's why
record cleared.
When we had the Polygamy Porter, there was such a Tootsie Roll sort of aroma in that because of the brown malt gives it a
but
really
not
nice,
the toasted barley.
Right. And so you get rid of all of the roasted burnt aspects of it. But because it's kiln so dark, it can have a slight smoky flavor too.
Got it.
And so that's kind of where,
which we really liked.
Right. Getting between, you know, getting mixed up between the two. What makes it the on the stout side is roasted barley, and barley is not malted. It's just thrown in and it's burnt.
And that makes sense too, especially when we're talking about that Tootsie Roll description that popped out for the porters. The maltedness, I think of malted milk balls and that kind of almost lactose mouthfeel and that little bit of nuttiness that comes through, but not the toasty coffee carcinogen kind of focus of, you know, because my grandmother used to always tell me if I toasted my bread too much, there was carcinogens that would show up. But it does define that roasty versus toasty debate we were having as well.
Right. And so the other thing, too, I want to kind of go through is the spectrum of kilning on grains, too. So you start at the very, very light, which is which is basically just dried, and those are the bready biscuity kinds.
Right.
And then as you get a little darker, then you get into the toasty and the toasted kinds. You get a little sweeter, some more caramelized sugars in it, and then it goes all the way into the burnt stuff, the burnt, whether it's a malt or if it's just plain old barley that's okay. been kiln super.
What's amazing super dark. Too, the food, in looking at it strictly from the food perspective, and the grains are in a food group. You know, they're using breads and baking and all kinds of things. We're talking about beer application right now, but the food aspect in general crosses boundaries so often, because that process and that kind of delineation of the different roasting phases you just described mm-hmm. is the exact same thing that coffee roasters go through.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got our friends Beacon Coffee right here in Ventura. I've sat and watched them do a roast a few times. It only takes about 12 minutes for their roasting process, but it goes through all those phases. That fresh green bean with a nice farmhouse grassy note and, you know, fresh hay. As they start to warm it up, it starts to get a little more pale and light yellow, and you get some of those dried hay and barn kind of notes, and then it moves into the bread and the biscuity, yeasty, and then into the dark chocolatey coffee. All of it crosses paths. You know, it's amazing when we're looking at how liquor is made and distilling spirits, they all start in a very similar manner. And you have to get those sugars and that flavor and those aromas out somehow, and roasting does it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, so today is IPA day for us, you know, and
hashtag
IPA day, not the official Brewers Association.
No,
but the unofficial Pints and Pairings IPA day. And I posted earlier today that the whole concept for this show revolved for Pints and Pairings has to do with this show, this particular
I'm
show.
I'm on board.
This particular show today. Everything else, once we're done with this, we can, well, give it up, whatever
it is. I wish I had
a
forethought, too, because we could have used hashtag PNP IPA day. We may still do that.
And when we go into the next break, we'll certainly throw that one out. Just because this is my favorite style of beer. And there are plenty of beer people who are anti-IPA people. And I love those people. I can't stand the IPAs. All they are is just hops, and it's just water. And it's, why won't you make a nice session beer? You know, and they're doing all of this.
And we're doing
talk.
That too. There's a lot of trend right now for session beer. But I have to say, I think part of it is a misnomer. The people don't understand that beer in general, most styles have some level of hop in it. So technically, if you want to really get down to it, you could almost consider the majority of beers out there IPAs, because there isn't a hoppiness to it. It's just what level of hoppiness and how much tolerance do you have?
You've kind of hit the whole thing in just that one little sentence. All beers have some hops in it. Yes, that's what makes it a beer. Otherwise, it's just a fermented sweet liquid, and Nobody wants that. I mean, if I wanted something sweet and that coated my mouth, that didn't have any carbonation or anything, I'd go to the refrigerator and I'd just pour myself a cup of maple syrup. Mm. All right. Yeah. I mean, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But what brings this, especially what we have here, this English IPA that we're kind of starting off with, and we'll get into in a little bit. But it's the hops that balance the sweetness. And That's what makes it such a beautiful drink. And sure, there are some that are way crazy. Some of the IPAs are
West Coast
way
doubles and triples, and you know, at the essence of Pints and Pairings though is that collaboration between ingredients and flavors and aromas. Like you said, the bitterness of hops balance out the sweetness of the base liquid that you're fermenting. Look at, you know, spicy and sweet, or bitter and earthy. Everything we talk about, food and beer, you can find just in the beer itself. There's ways to bring out and highlight great flavors, and there's ways to balance and contradict flavors in a pleasant way. So you're right. It's in our wheelhouse, man. Pints and Pairings. Thank you, IPA.
Right. And just so if anyone's listening and is worried, wait, are they going to stop? No,
let's back up, though. What do you mean, if anyone's listening?
I don't want to get that crazy. I mean, I'm throwing out veiled threats. I understand. I realize that. But seriously, but really, when it comes to why this is, I've been looking forward to this day, and true to everything that we've done the whole way through, where we find another beer that we just have to do on the subcategories.
Oh, there's going to be so many subcategories.
And then we throw in another show. This one, I'm making up two new IPA categories. So
bang, you're an innovator.
So there's only three. There's English IPA, which what we have right here, okay. Samuel Smith. There's the American IPA. Then there's the double. That's it. That's all. That's all sponsored there.
And we got the Weed Whacker IPA. We've got the
blowers going on in the background. I know that these are specialty beers, and they're actually classified under the BJCP guidelines as specialty beers. But Black IPA, which I think is oxymoronic at best. However, I will accept the title. I will accept the name that everyone calls it.
Your made up style is such a good beer, and it's used in a lot of breweries right now. So just.
Right.
It's okay.
I'm willing to accept it just because of that. Because if I say something else, nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. And the Belgian IPAs, where you have a Belgian grain bill, Belgian yeast, and then you throw in a bunch of hops to make it an IPA strength. The IBUs, bring the IBUs up.
I second your motion.
IBUs up.
I second your motion for two new categories.
All right. Well, we'll see if the people at Brewers Association listen to this. And I'll say, no, they're already included in the specialty beers. Yes, I know. But for today's purposes, unfortunately, I did not pick up the Cali Belgique. I should have done it. Yeah. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. The Cali Belgique from Stone.
Right.
Right out of the tap at the brewery is amazing. It's crisp. It's fruity. It's hoppy. Awesome beer. If you get a chance to go down to Stone, and I know you're down there frequently, but when you get a chance to go to Stone, start next time with the Cali Belgique.
Something interesting about that beer is I don't care for that beer by itself. I don't, but
you know, it's interesting you say that though, because the time I've had it, both times I've had it actually, it's been with food.
But as soon as you put it with food, and the first time I'd had it, and I was at a beer dinner, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to try this, I guess, but I'll do it because this is what they're telling me to do. And it was with an arugula salad, and the arugula, it blew my mind.
The spiciness of the arugula and the
spicy layer of the Belgian yeast was just fantastic.
That sounds like a great pairing. And so I have to tell you, you mentioned kind of thinking through these different categories and our path to these IPAs. We've got a huge variety coming up. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get through all these.
I'm going to work on it. I'm going to push us through. I've got.
All right, Lisa, you're going to have to pull up a glass.
I've got all kinds of food in the fridge, and we've got hours.
We got hours.
So I think we'll be able to do
hours
this.
Hours to go before we sleep.
Right. So our IPA day may at some point just totally melt down like it can't. It has before.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. So we will end up getting there.
Coolest stuff though, getting ready to come up. Like we said, we've got Ventura Beer Week starting Friday. So like you said, it's coming up soon. The festival is the 21st and 22nd.
Yes.
So it's Saturday and Sunday. We got all beer that Saturday. It's a great beer festival, 21 and over, numerous breweries, some home brewers in the center. We're going to have some specialty breweries. And then on Sunday, come back because we got the barbecue competition. So less breweries, still quality beer, but focused on the food side. And barbecue and beer, who doesn't love that pairing?
Well, I'm wondering if anyone can guess which day I'm going to be a judge and what day you're going to be a judge.
We should put that on Facebook. Right. If we had any giveaways, that'd be a good...
Who's doing which day? Well, I just got an email from Vincenzo, too. So everything's a go for Saturday. You know, they reached out and said, are you still willing to do this? You probably got an email for
that. I actually emailed them last night because from the volunteer side, I'm volunteering on Saturday to get my entry into the festival. You know, I spent a couple hours, 3-4 hours at the gate checking tickets and getting people set up with their good time. And I get to go in and enjoy some awesome beers as well. I don't mind, you know, helping out a good festival like that in order to get entry. But I emailed them just to make sure there was a training coming up or if there's any info we needed. So I'm sure I'll be getting my email today. But what I'm excited about as well is they did put out the posting about the Brewers Dinner the Friday night before.
Brew with a View.
Yep, right from the Crown Plaza on the beach, overlooking the pier and the ocean.
And I've got contact. Vincenzo already contacted me about that. So we've got a bunch of good beer stuff coming up.
And as part of Beer Week, I know Joby's probably going to have a lot of things lined up. So we got plenty of beer, plenty of fun coming up. But just a little shameless self-plug, coming up for Oktoberfest, which is just around the corner, we're also going to be doing sausage and beer at Barrel House 101. We're going to do a cool beer and sausage pairing. We're going to probably have 4 different custom sausages made right here in Ventura at the Ventura Meat Company. And we're going to partner that with some selections that Joby's going to help us match up. It's going to be real casual, get together in the back banquet room. People are going to be able to chat and have a good time, interact. But at the tables, we'll be talking about why we paired certain sausages and beers together and see what people think.
Nothing better than sausage. Sausage and beer.
Plenty of beer festivals and good times coming up.
I feel I wish I could channel my inner George Wendt, I think, from Saturday Night Live when he was the Bears. It's sausages and when he's having a heart attack. Yeah. Oh, that was 37 right there. Yeah. Pounding his chest.
That would be amazing sausages if we could do that. We'd have our own gig going.
Sausages and beer. All right, so let's call it quits for this this opener here, and then we'll get back in. I've already had a couple of drinks of this English IPA, and I can't wait to talk about this one.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
In full.
It's a good way to start out the episode. So this has been the pre-show for Pints and Pairings with Hophead Said and the Hungry Man from Everybody's Hungry, and we're going to start putting out that hashtag, PNP IPA Day.
Sounds good. All right, we'll catch you in a couple minutes.
Cheers.
Cheers.